Memches Sif Gimel. Chomet Shal Yisrael Shabur Lava Pesach Osir Behanu. So if Yisrael owns Chomets on Pesach, so after Pesach Chazal asked it both in Achila and in Hanlo. Achila Hanicha Shogeg. I honest, even if the person left it, that which he kept it on Pesach was based on a Shogeg. He was not aware that this, about this Chomets. Or he wasn't able to, whatever reason, he wasn't able to be mavirid, to destroy it. But if he sells it or gives it over to an angel, she recruits the bias who's not in the Jewish home, nor not his servant who's living by him. The comments is taken out of the house, the rishus of the Jew. Cut in Pesach. Before Pesach. Half of people. Shayisol Makiroi, Lenin Yehudi. The Jew is a friend of the non-Jew. The Yudea, but the Jew knows about this non-Jew.
Then Makiro Mecharo, he sold it.
What?
Said Makiro, then Mecharo, he sold it. She's from Makiro.
Right.
Looks like Mecharo, but he sold it.
Okay.
You have
I think it means, yeah. Just from the flow, it makes sense. What he said.
Makiro, but the vomit, that doesn't make sense, does it? Makiro,
it should have a yud.
I have a yud.
Yeah, I don't think he does.
No, I know, but the lamed doesn't make sense then. If you say it's Makiro, you shouldn't say lamed.
Well, let me finish the sentence. Let me finish the middle of the sentence. He already said he's Makiro, and suddenly he already sold it to the boy. Even though the Jew recognizes he's a friend of that non-Jew. He knows about the non-Jew that the guy will not touch him. The Jew, when he sells it to the goy, recognizes the fact that the non-Jew will maintain it for him and give it back after Pesach. After Pesach, he'll give it back to him. That's mutter. That's fine. But Obavashi, not only a ton of Gemara, but he gives it to him, he has to give it to him, or sell it to him, as a full fledged act of giving, without any conditions that he has to give it back to him afterwards. Similarly, or to sell it to him a full sale without any conditions, even b'davar mu'at, even though the amount of money he's paying is minimal. To give it to him as a present, conditional that he must return it to him after Pesach, that will not permit the chometz on Pesach. Which means, in other words, even though we consider ownership, Matana Manas Lahash is the full ownership. If it works by Dalad Minim, Ivan Yid Lachem, I can give it to you. Matana Manas Lahash is considered yours for the time that you have it. But for Chometz, it won't work. Okay. He's covered a lot of ground in the Shulchan Aruch and the room. But we still have a few pages to do. Okay. So the back on page 58. So Mishabur said, cut the Zion. So we said, the comments which the Jew owns, and the Jew maintains it over Pesach. So after Pesach, it's also about no. The Knosur Rabbanu, Chazal gave a fine that he cannot get any benefit from this item. Since he has transgressed by Yerovah Yomotze. Now, different than other types of scenarios where Chazal give a fine. For example, Maaser Shabbos. So Maaser Shabbos, the person against the halacha went and did some type of a malach on Shabbos. So Chazal asked, it's called Maaser Shabbos. Again, there's an opinion of the Gemara to the right. So we pass this to Rabbanan and to Kenas for being Makal all Shabbos. But the main focus of the Kanas is the individual who did it, or the individual who was done for. The people which are totally divorced from that relationship are not necessarily prohibited. There is a separate prohibition. We don't want them using it because they're benefiting from an act of Chilul Shabbos, and that's not right. But the argument of, well, you know, we have to give a person a fine for what he did wrong. I didn't know. I wasn't involved. Because the Chomash of the Pesach, so this guy kept the Chomash of the Pesach. Is that relevant? Why is it also for me? The Bir Lochem raises this question. That, you know, is it Osir? He says definitely it's Osir. The Bir Lochem, the comment shall you serve. So here the example which they discuss in the count is the case of a person stole chametz and kept it over Pesach. Then after Pesach, he comes and gives it back to the person he stole it from. So now obviously the nigzol was in a total state of onus. Wasn't in his rishus. He had no way of selling it, no way of destroying it, no way of doing anything. Could even bittul doesn't work. Sitting by the goy, by the gazan. So what do you want from the guy? So we could argue very clearly in that situation there's no reason to give him a kanaz. That comes from Yosef. Have to base it. What do we do? The more is fairly clear that we do. There is another Behudah who says that we don't. And it seems to be against an explicit remark. There are ways to answer the question, but it seems to be against the simply the more that it's also. So the question is why? So Aruch HaShulchan says, what's the dish they call the Aruch HaShulchan? Aruch HaShulchan says that we would allow Shoigeg or other people, etc. You can imagine, you know, Jews being industrious as they are will create a business. Right? You know, after Pesach, so I'll take your chametz, you take my chametz. You know, I mean, you know that's what's going to happen. So if we don't make it across the board, Maaseh Shabbos is not a common type of situation. Chametz and Pesach, etc., is a little more common than the Shabbos. If we don't address it like this, we're going to have problems. So Chazal made it a blanket across the board that it's going to be prohibited after Pesach.
I mean, that would make sense to me more if there were no notion of Mechira. Why go through this subterfuge of
well, you know what? I'll make you a deal. After 1 week, when we finish all the lachas of Mechira, we'll see if you still have your question. Because by the time we finish it, maybe it'll make more sense to us. Okay. Yichus Shargeg. Shal Yodim Erseh Chametz. Okay, so Shargeg means he wasn't aware that Chametz was there. So that's, he calls that a Shargeg. Are you honest? He was aware of the chametz. He was under some duress which did not allow him to take care of destroying the chametz. So in the first scenario, the case of the shogeg, he didn't do his due diligence of bdika. He didn't do his responsibility of bittul. So he didn't know. He's a shogeg, but you can't call him that he was over a shogeg by Rabbi Yamatsu. The case of a person was aware of it and there's something which has prevented him from taking care of it. In that situation, he wasn't over by Rabbi Yamatsu. Even so, if Elohim can see an heter of the Surah Chazal prohibited a case of really it's heter, because if we allow the case of heter, we're afraid we'll come to the situation of Isser. If we allow this case, people will keep it and start making claims. They were honest, etc. You know, again, it's going to lend itself to abuse. So, you know what? Just forget it. It's not a game. Okay. V'ayin Rabbi Yerloch. He sent you to the Rabbi Yerloch. The Bir Lochem raises the question, they do bittul.
Okay. So that's the
Because here we're talking about the beer part. So, at the Reitzel level, Bittel is sufficient. So he could have done. So, are we giving him the Kanas, only the Kanas we didn't do Bittel? So he hasn't taken care of these at the Reitzel level. Or even in case we did Bittel, Chazal said Bittel is not enough. You must do beer besides the Bittel. We don't want you relying on the Bittel. And now he did not fulfill his rabbinic obligation of beer also. And, not only that, that was Bishar Gerber Bainus. So now you're really stretching it. So when we say in that situation that the Chomitz is awesome. So he says that it's Mechalik as Achronim.
We already know that we will go from a lenient case to a more stringent scenario.
There's a case later on, a case where a person did Bitzel and he was Boedek, and then he found some comments after Pesach. Right, we did our job, we assume I did it properly. Somebody missed something. He finds it after Pesach. So that's in Sif Hey, there's a Mechlokes in that case whether it's also after Pesach. So he ties in that Mechlokes over there, it's over here where he didn't do Bidika because of an oinus. But he had done Bittel. Will that case be us or not? So the ones who say over there, Bidika and Bittel are as mutter. So over here, Bidika and non, excuse me, Bittel and non Bidika, because he couldn't, he's an artist, would be also mutter. Over there, even with Bidika and Bittel, still us. So we're also non Bidika and Bittel would be still us. Okay, now he brings a story. Not sure why it's exactly at this spot over here. Could have been somewhere, anywhere in the conversation. Close this spot. Kosev Beis Hillel B'Yardeis and Kuchama Beis. One of the Mefarshim on the Shulchan Aruch on the Yerideh is called the Beis Hillel. So he writes the following. So Simit Kuflam Beis was a discussion over there. There was a case where a goy touched the Jewish wine and he makes the wine prohibited. So can the Jew get reimbursed from the goy for the damage to his wine? Well, obviously he could, right? Well, on the other hand, the wine becomes asur b'hanoa. The goy's paying for it, it's as if the goy's giving him hanoa. The goy keeps the wine. I'm not going to keep the wine. So it's like I'm selling it to the goy, in a certain sense. So I want to get compensated for the damage he did to me, but the compensation might be considered a form of hanoa. So we say, no, that's not true. He's paying for the damage that he did. So in that discussion over there, he discusses the following scenario. Nishalti al Yisolech, this is my search happened. I was asked about the following scenario. Shoyla kana pesach bereichayim shel noach midog al litchen. The Jew had by the Goyisha Miller grain which was to be ground. It's akev v'dog al bereichayim ad cholamoy shel pesach. It stayed there all the way through Chol HaMoed Pesach. Kasher Higia Yom Shmiyah Shel Pesach. On the seventh day of Pesach, Holach HaNochri B'tochan HaDogon Shei Yisrael. So the guy milled the wheat. Now, he'd been hired to do it before, he never got around to it. Now on Pesach, he mills the wheat. Now, nowadays, we deal with flour. Nowadays, we'll talk about later on, we deal with flour as either Sabah Chomets or Vadi Chomets, because they wash the grain. So there's a contact with water to the grain. The grain, once it's fully grown, it's off of the tree, off of the stalk, or it can become Chomets. So they wash it. We have to concern about the possibility of chemos. So it's either suffered or body. But over there, they didn't lose any water. So the grinding alone is not a problem. So far, so good. Now the guy, he says, this Jew, I feel bad. He waited so long. He did him a favor. What did he do? The guy took the flour, made bread out of it, made a dough. Vava passed, and he baked bread. Behavior passed, he said, take him out for a pest. Immediately after Pesach, he shows up with this fresh loaf of steaming hot bread. Here's your flour.
So he knew that passage.
Yeah. So here, you know, this guy says, wow, thank you so much. Now what do I do? What's the status of this bread? He says the Jews should not accept the bread, but he's allowed to sell it to the goy. But the Basil's argument being the same way within the case of the wine which became usur due to the vehicle of what the goy did. The Jew can get the money for the wine and give the wine to the goy. So over here, this grain / flour would be fine had the goy not baked them, made it into chametz. So the goy is who made it also. So the Jew is allowed to, as it were, sell it to the goy and get money for it. You know, that's about law. That he's paying for the damage that he did, not for the value of life. Same idea. The guy can either eat it or sell it to somebody else, whatever he wants.
What's the damage here? The damage makes sense in the other case.
I had flour which would have been mutter after Pesach.
Oh, right.
By you making it into a dough and cooking it, you made it also for me.
Right, yeah.
By the guy doing that, he made it also for the Jews.
Right.
Okay. That's what the Beis Hillel says. Now, the Chag Yaakov, takes it further, says the Mutra Afrikhil, you can even eat it. Mita. Shema Hechlev O'akum Hadogun, Rabbi Rak Sobacham, and Shabbat Lo Vesim. We don't know for sure that this grain, by the time the guy got around to that, we don't know. He gave the Jew's grain to somebody else, he gave somebody else's grain for the Jew. You know, he keeps the cashman of what, how much he owes each person, which grain goes to whom. Love Dafka. It's only suffering the Rabbonah. Rabbi Sabacham Shabbat Lo Vesim, which is a book. Okay. So that is the Beis Hillel's argument because he's paying for damages. The Chagakov's argument because it's suffix, Shabbat Shalom Vesim. But Beis Meir Mitzad Allah Hatzim Achil Mitzad Mahatri. He has a different argument. And that's why the Mishabur is quoting the piece here. I'm sorry, that's why he's quoting it here. Even a scenario of an oinis, the chametz that comes after Pesach. Now this is definitely an oinis. The grain is sitting by the goy. You have no control what the goy is going to do with it.
Why are we calling that?
You didn't give it their intention. It should be there over Pesach. They gave it to some time before Pesach, and the goy can never get around to the Pesach. That's an oinis. But it should be osur because oinis is osur. No, lav kol anos in shavu.
And why can you think that the mechaber doesn't know that too? So why do we assume mechaber knows that lav kol anos in shavu?
Mechaber
knows lav kol anos in shavu.
Yeah, he's not saying he's arguing. That's saying you're arguing. They're saying that the Shulchan Aruch never answered in all cases the one.
No, that's what I'm asking.
What?
That's what I'm asking. That's what I'm asking. It seems a stretch to suggest that he did not answer all cases. He says honest.
Well, let's see.
He says honest, so he means all one.
Well, let's see what he says. The Bible says, "The Bible says, 'Yochel klal asuki adaita shiyofeh chom akam hakim chachomis.'" There's no way the person could even have contemplated this is going to happen. Like, why would he dream this guy's going to do him a favor and make him a loaf of bread? Right? And the guy's a miller, he's not a baker. I didn't give it to him to bake, I gave it to mill. Right? So he didn't take any steps to address that. That's McClellan never was in the realm of his responsibility to think about. Over here, it's an artist to which he was responsible. It's an artist on his responsibility.
So I'm not sure what.
Over here, I have no responsibility to say that I'm an artist.
Oh.
So in that case, we've got a look at Surah Chachamim Ayin Shom. So that's what he suggests.
Well, yeah, in one aspect.
And Yerlocha Mashik Sav Hashem Radvaz. Radvaz discusses a somewhat similar case. Where there was the, they were actually doing the sisa on their grain. The sisa is that to remove the bran. If you wash, if you put some water there, you rub with the water, so that loosens it a little bit, so it comes off. It comes off in the grinding process more easily. So, but that's a problem of chometz. So in Rav's case, there was a Jew owned the mill. And he had non-Jewish workers. The non-Jewish workers went in there on Pesach and did the sisa on the grain. This is when after, you know, says the boss not going to come in until after Pesach. But at least he comes in there, he's ready to roll, right? So they did the boss a favor. They're going to do the sisa this way. When they roll it after Pesach, everything's ready to roll. You know, with friends like that, with these enemies. Okay. So the Radvaz was asked, that was the scenario the Radvaz was asked, and he says, in a case where, since it's not Vani Chometz, since it's not Vani Chometz, so you're allowed to mix it with other Chometz, and then it becomes a Savik Makal, either it's Bot or it's not, it's you know, some type of Vittel, and then you can sell it together with other Chometz.
Yeah, but it's not the Jew's grain necessarily. He's a miller, he has other people's grain.
That's true. But the case over there was the Chitim of the Baal Rechaim, actually. Right, theoretically, you're right, but the case was simply the Chitim of the Baal Rechaim. So the Rebbe is matter of the Rechaim argue. So that's a similar type of idea that he wasn't matter directly, he was matter through Bittul in the Terubis. Fine.
So he's saying that Batkila he can make a in Tarobis? I mean, generally, but Tarobis were matter only if it's accidental.
Right, so that's the argument of the Radvaz. How can Radvaz? Pichotis says, the Pichotis asks the Kasha. So it's about the Tzachila. So that's the kasha that the Bishur brings, the Bir Lachim brings. So he wants the answer. It happened on Yom Tov and Shal Pesach, which is the Rabban. And the Sisa is not about it, it's a problem. Actually, we're knowing it's also. We don't have really a idea of a doy that there's comments there. So I have a case where an idea which is Rabbana, something which I'm not even clear is really Usr. So it's not coming about Isr L'Chadchila because I'm not sure I have an Isr here. That's what he wants to suggest. The Jew left his grain, his wheat by the mill. That's the food. The guy comes along and says, I ground it for you, but I did the sisa first. She said, I'm a chok Yaakov and b'shem chinam b'es Yehuda. So the issue is hard can harbor a sick as well. You don't know for sure if he did it. You know, if it was common to do it, and I would want him to do it, so he knows I want him to do it. So he claims he did it, but it doesn't mean he did it. You know, of course, he says, did you take care of the earth there? Took care of that. You know, like, you know, he said what he thinks he's supposed to be saying. Well, we have no reason to believe him. It doesn't go have the money that he did it to us or the item. Comes along and people go there. Fuck, I can't get disturbed, but actually, I'm welcome. Will say that he's not cutting it. If it's the standards, they always do that. So, Kuba, I don't need to have. Then the assumption was that it was done, and the fact that I I don't necessarily believe the goy is not relevant because we assume it was done.
We say, so again, we're saying Migu tells us
Shef Mifeno Haku Mathita Makari. So he suggests the goy exchange, you get it. Now the new grain that you get wasn't a Chomer Shabbat Pesach, and it's
as much as we have a Shabbat Pesach, we have a if you put schabos on, you don't get that's only
so that was a little bit. The reason why I was quoted over here is because this mayor wanted to discuss the idea of Shagrim Oinus of our Shulchan Aruch. Betsy was this. We went this side a little bit. Okay, but if you sold it, basic kinyanim kind of hakim, whatever, which kinyanim are valid, we'll get to that at the end of the sif.
Maybe you
could
say that.
But don't hold your breath. Now, the Liso Mumer obviously is also the Jew. You can't sell it to a Jew who's a Mumer.
So many of them here that actually they report not
it's also the cell. The dino key is sell the chaldover. Barbara, I to be sure. If neighbor, so he's a Jew, and you cannot sell in comments to a Jew. The Jew should own comments on Pesach.
Right, because
what's the whole meaning? So you're causing him to do a very owning comments on Pesach. The comments also lack our Pesach and no. And mainly the comments have the Pesach because what is also about no. Because it was maintained on Pesach, basically. Okay, now. Get some water.
With one left. Would that be allowed to carry?
So you have a
meaning, it wasn't so good. If you were there, you would not be able to carry.
Something doesn't make sense.
Well, would you be able to carry that, or do you need to let him on the other side?
I'm a rabbi.
He said you're up with the Ever. You can ask a question. They have to answer the question. If the Ever, the Gemara says, about the Zora, doesn't apply the canary, consider what he could do the bear without you. So the result of the case where without you, he couldn't do it. So he learned that he's going to learn by Yerubay Motze, and he's going to learn by Yerubay Motze without me.
So now we have a pusher.
So
every
item of Chumash that he has is separated from by Yerubay Motze. So it's time to discuss this scenario. In his introduction to say for Chumash Chaim, he says, so the Mesaper Lashon Hara is over to the Yerubay, because of the Chumash, I'll listen to the Yerubay Lashon Hara. The listeners of the Yerba the Fever, because the guy didn't really listen, the guy wouldn't be talking. She says, but there's a difference between the two. The listener, all the first guy, is Yerba the Fever. Because, you go through steps. The first guy is Yerba the Fever, because without him, we wouldn't have been a conversation. But as long as he's still standing there, another guy joins, the second guy wasn't causing the bear. The bear is going to happen anyway. However, the Masapir, the more people which are listening, the more people he's causing to win a favor. They said, well, that was, well, once that's true, it comes out that the listeners also are over the fever. Because if you wouldn't be there, Masapir would be number one of the bear of the fever. Now Masapir's number two of the bear of the fever. So he's being matched on him on the fever. Right? So, if you look at each favor separately, so yeah, he could buy comments without. Maybe I raise some comments without. But now that when he buys this comments, or he gets this comments, so that's more. I mean, he could have done more or less. So there's a Magi Mishnah. Magi Mishnah says, by the case of Malva Maloifa, so the more the Khalif the Hebrew in the case of Ribbis. So why is Khalif the Hebrew? Somebody else can lend the money, somebody else can buy. He says, that's true, somebody else can. But you need two people, you need two parties to the transaction. The case of the world was that he could do it without any other individual being involved. Rebus, by definition, assumes the transaction is two people. So you can't say, well, if it wouldn't be me, it would have been somebody else. But it has to be somebody. So that it's impossible without a somebody. So that there's a theme. So over here, I guess, in the scenario where the guy sits out with no comments, he has to buy it somewhere. So he has to buy it somewhere. Whoever that person will be who wanted to sell it to him, he's going to be marshaled in the theme and have comments and face it. So I think that's what he means. He says the theme.
But the fact that it's the
theme itself is a hangman. The question talking about that scenario, a very common issue is if I have a person has if a person would have a restaurant and people are going to come and they're not going to wash hands. They're going to eat without washing their hands. Now I'll give a bet the person doesn't wash his hands. And if I do, I'm over this neighbor. So if I feed my patron, I'm marshal them eating. So one answer, well, they can get it. They don't have to come do it, it's somewhere else. But if he doesn't have it, the only way he gets it is by buying from somebody. So then I'm at somebody. So then it is the theme. Why is it relevant? Because it's not the Hebrew. The Raisa, there is a rabbinic permission of helping to do an aveir. See, they are aveir. That's the rabbanon. There's a shach which says it doesn't apply to a mumer. This is the Raisa does apply. This is the rabbanon doesn't apply. So it's causing a mumer. If it's at the Raisa level, it's going to be a problem. It's at the rabbanon level, so I'm allowed to. So
what about a bakery? People come in, they buy, so you don't know whether they're showing a mitzvah or not. It's not a mumer, but we don't know if he's going to wash when he takes your bread.
Well, there is a Mishnah in Shemitah. You have the Shemitah. Right? So a person comes and he buys plow. From I have a store. I sell farm equipment. Right, so he comes in and he buys a plow in the middle of Shemitah. No way to Bezdin's, you know. Right? So why is he buying a plow in the middle of Shemitah? He's supposed to get it now and cheap for the next year. No, probably he's buying because he wants to plow his field. Something maximum lift. She says no, because she says since there were other potential usages, I'm a right to be titled the Hawkins and say he's going to do it in the right way. Okay, so I know for sure not that I can. Maybe she goes a few scenarios like that where you can tell that the person will use it and use it properly. It's one of those cases where there's a famous Meister with a Kahn-Meister. Kahn-Meister said, it doesn't make, you know, everything the Russian through the world should be created for a purpose. Why the Russian create a Krumel cup?
What, he created what?
A Krumel cup. A person who has warp logic. Like, everything has a purpose. How can warp logic be purposeful? He says it's necessary for down the cup's loose. That's what he has.
That's good.
Okay. The common thought for Pesach is us about that. But yeah, but what would be the following situation? The Jew thought, he has to eat over here, he's a guy. So he sells his chumash to that Jewish guy, you know. They have to be says, we're allowed to do that. Okay, now what? I sell all my chumash. The Malkin is the son of the government nation by Kiroi, the day when she asked the law professor. She was the guy who gave back to him afterwards. Malkin Shantal was serving the woman at Dimakak, and he thought that a woman is like a boy, that there's always something selling it to him. So Yesha had to look at Malkin Hessen and Ruben. In case of tremendous laws, we would permit the following. What are we going to permit? Lema the Moomer, She Yaakov HaKometz and Akum HaKometz HaKometz. She Kerem, let the Mumer take that Chometz and give it to a Goy for exchange for other Chometz. Or alternatively, sell it and get money for it. So we said before,
and that's not Machshio. I mean, he's having a Jew get benefit from this Chometz by selling it to another guy.
The Mumer is going to give all the money to the Jew,
right?
So the Yosim HaKalipin or Adabim Mutar, because his brother said Adabim Gimel. So he said before that Chometz is not the issue doesn't transfer to the money. Now the Rosh opinion says that the person who sold it would be also for him. They weren't the ones supposed to sell it. I think in this scenario where the woman is selling it not for his benefit, but for the benefits for the other Jews, so he's not really benefiting you from the exchange of the sale. The Jew is getting something other than what he didn't do it. So that would be a case that has some rule, but we will allow it. Okay. So now it's said if you give it to sell it or give it to a non-Jew who is outside of his house. Shemichutz Labai, Shubayis. Shubayis is a long sifka. Let's take one step at a time. Kosra Kredi. We said that Shemichutz Labayis. What does it mean? What's the good advice? The goy or the chometz? Shem tepeda ba'akum kufa imudar b'meisa or loy. I don't care where the goy is. The goy can live by me. He can be one of my workers. But the chometz was taken out of my rishos and placed somewhere else. El ikir kameda shayotzi ha'akum ha'chometz b'meisa. So the main point is it got the chometz out of here. Only then would we allow this.
What is considered?
Pay the maki.
Maki.
The main.
Part is considered a
question. The main.
Right.
Rob is saying.
We're not exactly.
The main thing that we're stressing over here is that he has to get the chometz out of the Jewish shoes. I will akum kufa the goy himself, even though he's mashuras himself. The gavur beisoy, listen, but even if he lives here, that's fine. With one exception. The Jew would own him a purchase which allows him to own him forever. He became like a slave. Those the other kiyan rabba, then the goy because he did it with Jewish gets to do whatever canon. And his whatever he owns is like belongs to the master.
Okay, so I guess the door is going back.
Well, Mahani Shahim girl, you can't sell it to him. The Yotzer Dover Meshus of his head doesn't need the Jews' Meshus, it's only the Meshus of his slave. That's all he can do. You purchase the person that he owns it forever. The person can't get out. So that type of indenture where he had total ownership, that's called a slave.
Not that
Now, you do remember that we had before, we did discuss, but we have a new problem. The scenario where the Jew, besides having the guard work here, the Jew is responsible to feed him. So now, when the Jew gives his guard the chometz, the Jew is benefiting from the chometz, he doesn't have to feed the guard. Because he doesn't feed his worker, his slave, his servant. So we had this discussion before.
So just because we're saying
Bubboy, so the Jew right before Erev Pesach, he says, listen, Bob, here's the deal. All this is yours. Right? So all Pesach, the Jew doesn't have to feed anything. He gave all that big check of the Chometz right there at Pesach. Right? So the Shurubit said over there, he quotes it, the Jew resolution quotes it when we had the Shurubit before, depending on the language, how he sets it up. Here's
and if I only
said a heter back in Tucker and Hay.
Because at least we had four
walls. So we need to cut the test,
the page off. The way the Sham Arba
which
you do not have four walls.
says, oh, so he's allowed to just cross the doctor, which is out of a book. You can't give to a, your servant, which you're responsible to feed. You will harvest, you actually have to cut it. Why do I need giving a lot which he cannot consume before Pesach, and they'll be eating his chametz on Pesach, you'll thereby not have to feed him. You're benefiting from the chametz on Pesach. So that's all. So then the Kevin Moshe argues. So he suggests the following. He says, don't say, you shouldn't tell the boy, hey, hold on to the third pace and it'll be your food. Then it's called Moshe Bechima, which we discussed. It's not my chometz, it's chometz of Hefker. If I want it to exist, and I'm desirous of its existence of Pesach, that's also prohibited. He says, listen, I'm responsible to pay for food, make sure you have food. So I owe you for that. Take his comments for that day. Reshuv lo yilakom zervus alai kol yemezer pesach. The reason is, Mr. Pesach, you have no right to make any claim for any dessert. That's all he said. They didn't tell me you were on Pesach. And he said, listen, I'm supposed to deliver you X amount. So I'm giving, I'm paying up that the toy for the next week right now, and he has no claim to me the rest of the week. So now, and I'm not benefiting from Pesach because he has no claim on you. So I'm not involved in that comments at all. That's what he suggests over there. So the same thing over here in this situation, if you want to give it to him, you have to be careful with that issue. You say it for the right form. Why does the Jew have to take the comments away? Why are we concerned the Jew has to remove his comments from his possession? What's the question? What happens? The Jew's comments sells it to the Goy. It belongs to the Goy. So what's the problem? The Goy's comments is by Jew. And that's a problem. We said, no, that's not true. The Goy's comments by the Jew is not a problem unless the Jew has responsibility for it. But the Jew has no responsibility for this problem. So you don't have to get it out of my possession. Now there's a new concern. I might come to eat it. Good, make your reminder. Put him a pizza. But I think that it must be totally moved from my possession. Where does that come from? We didn't have that before. It's not my comments, and the responsibility for it belongs to the goy. Am I rishus? So I shouldn't go near it. Make him a pizza. But I have to remove it. Tell him my rishus. Why?
He knows
what the problem is. You're right, there's really no difference. But over here, really, the guy could actually maintain it and keep it in Jewish possession. But the Chazal were very concerned about the kinyan, such as a large amount of comments. So, what's he going to do with kinyan? So, I'll pick up some now, some later. Well, that's not good. But no one's going to pick them up after the pace starts. Says, you know, take everything out. Well, when we take everything out, that's a kinyan mashika. He's moved the item to take possession of. That's called the kinyan of mashika. So taking it out, it guarantees there'll be a kinyan. And then he brings back afterwards. That's his business. Okay? Okay, she's back. The comments from the sheikh. The sheikh is the draw towards you. But Benachana, but the truth is, in Karhoitzi Akum, a comment to the draw of the Mashiach. He did a kinyan arrangement. The base to his home. Over sent to a street. Kid there, the front of the locker, how kinyan of Mashiach was. But the law, okay, what happens if comments the base of Shem Israel? But I'm going to teach that sermon, but now they're going to bring it back to the Jewish possession. And it belongs to the Goy. So all the Jew has to do is put the pizza to remind him not to eat it.
He said before, so you see the Rambam, that the price of his teaching, he's mentioning
Something which you're accustomed to using regularly, you can't rely on the fact that you're going to maintain your distance. You make a havdalah from it. So look, bottom, he's not moved though, he's not separated from it, because he's used to it. So that's why the Frenum say that over here, we can't argue it belongs to the goy, and sitting in the Jews of Shus without any responsibilities, it's mut. Because over here, it'll look like it's a Jew's chum. He said, you know, let's look in the Balfour. Well, the swear is, according to this argument, this explanation. Philip, he could like the basis of his speaking out. Even if the Jew designated a specific corner that should belong to the goy, and the goy should put his items there.
That normally doesn't work to
the Jewish. Or he made a machitza sora. Namilo Mahani. Even that will not be sufficient. Because you're afraid he's going to forget. And even A, B, it looks like the Jewish covenant didn't really leave. Ella Kosa, who ain't Ella like a healer. So obviously, part of this argument, he really expected to keep her good. Looks like it. That's been the chazila of the Yavi. Much then lesser cloud. If the sale was done in a way which is valid, the tag belongs to the goy. See, well, it looks like it's a Jewish chametz. It looks, but it isn't. So you're not going to ask it to the end.
But as far as it goes, it could be part of it.
What would be the following Shiloh? So then Yichelon is Elvis. He designates a corner. What about better? He sells him a whole room. He sells him a room and lets him out the room.
It's
the Goy's room now. There's no prohibition in the law for a Jew to enter into a non-Jew's home and pay him. The Goy's home, it's the Goy's house. Shiloh will law. It's not going to happen. His house, his government. In my house, but now that I rent him out this whole room, because there's no arguments I should be concerned that I can leave it. So there's no issue for me to walk into that room. And I've been concerned that I can't leave it. I can't leave it. So the halacha of machitza asura says you must put a machitza asura, which you can't do because you're going to leave. Therefore, disallow you from walking into the room. Flips out of machitza asura, and you know machitza asura, you can't be here. So if someone's doing machitza asura over here, you have to tell me that, but you can't go into that room. This is one of the questions. That's where you take all of your company yourself and put it in one area. Am I allowed to go there? What's the law on that situation? So the Chazanish is more than the Chazanish. he says that's not a problem. Once you designate, you've given him not just a corner, but a whole room. A whole, right? That's like it's the guy's house now. There's no way to go into the guy's house. He won't give comments there.
Then Robert came along and said,
you might have a sitting moment with Shiloh to say, look, well, since I need him just to walk into his room. That's a different problem, right? So we assume for something he wasn't knocking on the door to get something, etc. That was normal assumption. How you rent the room to somebody's house, that if he needs access, he gets access. So for whatever. So we assume that will take care of the getting moment decision. There's always assuming it's on the phone because of the, that he might come to eat it because it's a guy's house. I mean, it's a guy's house. No, but it has to do with a guy's house. No, it goes to the cousin. He brings access to somebody else. He brings the Shiva C, and Shiva C was another beautiful son. That's his father. That's a problem. Okay. The other issue which we touched on yesterday, just one of some is about yesterday. Different Chus Adin in regards to the Kira. The relation being, if I tell you, according to American law, any sale of real estate is not considered a sale until it's been recorded according to the correct rules of the county. I think that's the rule, actually, in real estate.
What?
Is that correct?
I didn't hear what you said.
By a real estate sale transaction, it's not recorded. The deed is not recorded, so it doesn't have the strength of a valid sale. Right? So I'm selling this room to the guy and saying, okay, this is your room. Right? I'm selling this room, so is that a valid sale? I guess the question will be another round also. If we have a sale which, according to the law, is a valid sale, according to the law, isn't a valid sale. Go both ways. So, the question which some separate dealt with was that they would not consider a sale valid until the person would put a tax stamp on it. There's a stamp tax. You gotta go buy called taboo. That was the name for it. You gotta go buy a stamp. And when you put the stamp on the document, now the document was valid. Until then, it wasn't considered valid sale. I mean, that was their way for making money. That was the government's way to make money on it. On every sale. So it's a sales tax. She says that the person should be makbid on dinam achuzat dinam, not kibbutz. But if a PLO is considered a valid sale, dinam achuzat dinam can't abrogate the halachic status of a valid sale. So it's a valid sale.
You didn't violate dinam achuzat
dinam. I didn't violate anything. They said it's not a sale until the stamp is on the document. And I don't want to pay the stamp because that means I have to say, well, oh, you sold $1 million worth of chuzat, you know, okay, the stamp for $100,000. You know, if I'm really actually buying it, I'm going to make money on it, I'll pay the money, you know. But I'm not. Then when they do it again, I have to pay some. You know, it's a rather expensive proposition. Right? I think I told you once. Oh, it's late.